I'm running, staggering, stumbling through the darkness, knowing he's ahead, alone, doing the one thing I begged him not to. It's going to get him killed. Panting breaths expel mist, the chill air of the silent forest engulfing, swallowing me whole. While the black beast ghosts past me, two more soaring by on wings, a shadow and his pale companion gone into the night. I'm too late. I'm sure of it, and yet I cannot slow my steps. We'll never retreat, never abandon him, though he's left me behind. He's about to give his life to protect me. Why won't he let me do the same for him? The unexpected rush of power hits me, a blast of hot magic exploding outward with such force it strikes me like a blow, silent and invisible, bowing trees towering overhead with the same might as it impacts me. I'm unprepared, terror in control, leaving me open to the impact, throwing me back. The unyielding trunk of the tree stops my flight with a crunch of bone and bark. It takes my desperate breath, fading consciousness prickling with frenzied dread and the searing agony of burning power as I claw toward the surface but fail, the dark taking me to silence on the other side. All I hear is the rush of wings, the dog barking, barking, and the sound of him screaming my name.